Bro Gotcha with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN. Now, two nights ago, we had Paul Bryan on.
Yes, can't get enough Paul Bryan.
Paul Bryan, who very famous radio talk show car guy, was many years here at WGN. He was over across the street at WLS. He was he used to run the auto show. He's a guy that, and he has a fantastic voice. Wouldn't you agree, Paul?
Yeah, now I got a good humor truck. It's fabulous.
Yes. Now you have been at the Detroit Auto Show covering, you know, this, because this is the most whacked up year in like auto show histories, maybe.
Making all kinds of headlines,
right?
For some of the right reasons.
And some of the wrong reasons.
Yeah,
but no
I
one's
know.
Talking about the new models. Everyone is talking
exactly.
about the fact that you got, you know, Volkswagen officials don't want to come to the United States because they're going to get arrested.
One's in jail.
You've got
without bond.
Yeah.
Does Ford stay, or does do they have to everything move to Mexico, or what, you know, what happens?
The Trump pressure.
No, just to Pilsen. They're moving everything to Pilsen.
And what about Toyota? And I don't like Toyota. Who are they? You know, so there's going to be all of that. But then now it's Chrysler Fiat, right? Or Fiat Chrysler. What do I call that?
Fiat Chrysler. Yeah, the long arm of the EPA and the California Air Resources Board came down on Fiat Chrysler today on kind of the same charges that Volkswagen had been hit with. And the problem with that is that you've got a company that, arguably 2 years ago was worth, $22, $23 billion, and then they sold off Ferrari, and so that took like $10 billion off of their market cap. Then you had a 50% reduction in their stock price. So now, and they also have a problem with fake reporting on sales numbers.
Uh-oh.
So theoretically, you've got a company that has more potential fines with it than its market cap is.
Okay, let me stop for a second here. Let's go through the list of things that they did, though. They also were monkeying with their emissions computers?
There is an accusation which was vociferously argued against by Sergio Marchionne today.
That's the guy who owns it.
No, actually, he's not. He's the guy who's the chairman. The guy who owns it is a guy named John Elkann, the parent company is called Exor.
All right, don't get me confused.
All right, that's a lot of
names. I know.
This Marchionne guy, though, was the guy that was on 60 Minutes. He's an Italian, but he lived in Canada and lived here for a long time.
Yeah, he's Canadian.
Yeah,
he's Canadian, and he always wears a sweater. That's his trademark.
That's right.
He goes to formal things. He goes to see the president. He wears a sweater.
Okay. Well, he's taken a pretty hard line against the EPA, saying that, you know, that he's done nothing illegal, and that they're just attacking the auto industry.
Well, there are things that the EPA will allow manufacturers to do that will temporarily take them out of compliance with what the EPA says the engine has to do to perform to their standards. The EPA is saying that they didn't inform them of that. Chrysler is saying, yeah, we're within normal parameters. We're going to fight you. And my God, they're talking. I mean, you know, this thing hit, and within an hour, everybody figured out what the penalty was going to be for Chrysler.
Mm-hmm.
You know, before Marchionne was even able to respond to it. You don't mess around with the EPA.
Apparently not.
He will in about a week.
Yeah, well, you'll see the mess that happens.
A lot coming.
Paul,
EPA
prepare.
In a week is really going to be much more like a. Yeah.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah, closing door on that. Forget about it.
Hello.
You have reached the voicemail of the Environmental Protection Agency.
Install whatever.
No one is here now to return your call.
Install
back
whatever
in 4 years.
You want. Yeah. I guess it leads you to wonder, though. I mean, okay, that aside, if you hear what happened with Volkswagen, now we hear some headlines with Fiat. The Marchionne guy doesn't want the comparisons, but is there another one?
There's going to be more. Yeah, there are more shoes to drop. Mm-hmm. You know, and oddly enough, I've been fortunate to have some good people to talk to about this along the way. I think when I first talked with Team Rowan Anna over the weekend, and I gave you a heads up that this shoe was going to drop on Monday from the Department of Justice, I was talking about a $3.9 billion criminal settlement, plus they were going to put the long arm on this Oliver Schmidt guy who was coming back in.
Too many names, Paul. Don't get me confused with all these.
No,
we don't
know who these Oliver Schmidt. He's one of the guys who created. He's a guy who was dumb enough. Here's a guy who was dumb enough to sit in a room and talk about the diesel cheating at Volkswagen with these other guys. See, even my dog.
He's getting angry too. It's not just Marchione upset.
Easy, Jack. Easy.
By the way, the dog is the new director of the EPA. Trump just announced him. I love that dog. What's the dog's name? I love him. He'd be perfect for the EPA.
Listen, it was a well-placed contribution by that dog's father that got him that position. Now you just let it happen.
Right.
Con. So anyway, you know, the final DOJ settlement was $4.3 billion on this thing. So they grabbed him. They grabbed a bunch of his cohorts. They were dumb enough to sit in a room and say, if we do this, could we get indicted? They found out they could. So now you've got Fiat Chrysler. They're in the soup. There are other companies that are going to be in the soup as well.
Uh-oh.
This thing is, yeah. I mean,
so they were all doing this? They were all fudging their computers?
They have to. The standards that the EPA has put out for mileage, for CAFE standards, the cars have to meet a certain corporate average fuel economy. They're unattainable. You cannot reach these numbers. And so the only way that you can get close to them is start buying carbon credits from a guy like Elon Musk or Faraday or somebody who's making electric cars. You start buying up their carbon credits. Or you find a way around the test.
Mm.
You know, it's the Kobayashi Maru.
Of course.
I know, you just looked. That's the test that Captain Kirk beat in the first movie.
Oh, dear.
You knew that, bro.
I think Paul's been drinking. I know the dog's been drinking, that's for sure.
But I'm going to start.
Oh, God.
So anyway.
Hello, you have reached the Officer Rick Perry, the new head of the Department of Energy. We are out of town for the next 3 years.
Hey, let's talk about the cars.
49 weeks.
Right, but there's a rubber stamp outside the office if you just want to use that.
If you would like to change your CAFE standards or stop by the EPA CAFE, that will remain open.
Right.
We have an ATM.
Go ahead, do whatever the hell you want right now. Oh, excuse me. Whatever the heck you want.
All right.
Hey, did I mention the North American Car, Truck, and Utility of the Year?
What is it?
Exciting?
Well, I mean, the car of the year was the Chevy Bolt electric vehicle.
Okay, I like that.
Which you know, and this is these awards are the Oscars of the industry. The North American Car and Truck of the Year is 60 independent jurors who are not tied to anyone. It's not the Motor Trend Award or J.D. Power or anybody like that. I mean, it's really independent.
All right,
Chevy Volt. Chrysler Pacifica won the utility. And the truck of the year, surprisingly, was the Honda Ridgeline.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Not my Tahoe? I would just thought my Tahoe.
How's the Tahoe doing?
My Tahoe, the only one I drive, would have won because it is so cool and souped up.
I thought that new VW bus that's also electric. Is it electric?
Oh,
is making all the headlines.
Yeah,
it's stealing from everybody.
So why the Chevy Volt? What did it do? What did they do right there?
It's the Bolt, B-O-L-T.
I mean, the Bolt was Bolt.
Kind of a more squatty looking car than the Chevy Volt was. The range is a lot further extended than the Volt was. I think they got a really nice car in our hands there. And with the government subsidies that a lot of people say are either warranted or unwarranted, depending on where you are, you'd be able to get into one in the mid-20s, which makes a lot of sense for a lot of people.
Remind us what those are quickly, Paul. Like your subsidy, if you buy one of these cars, is a tax
there, there are some have state subsidies and some have federal subsidies some have both where if you buy an electric vehicle, you can go ahead and get these subsidies, which are pretty substantial, $7,000-$10,000 in some cases, where they can knock the price of that car down and make them very, very affordable.
And this is all electric or hybrid?
It's a plug-in hybrid.
plug-in hybrids.
Or so that's no, the Bolt. Pardon me, the Bolt is the pure electric.
Pure electric. All right.
Yeah.
Plug-in.
So you know that's kind of cool. But the electric that Anna was talking about, the Volkswagen, it's kind of like a little bit smaller version of the old minibus. Mm-hmm. That they really did a good
like the hippie
job.
Bus,
right? Cool. Right, the minibus, yeah. The cool. Little bus that everybody's doing peyote in. All right, I got to run, Paul. Paul Bryan, you say hello to Chachi for me. What's the dog's name?
What's the dog's name?
Jack.
Jack. Yeah. Oh, Jack. Yeah. Right. I'm sorry.
All right.
I get Lou Canales' dog is Chachi. I get all the little dogs confused. I don't understand.
It didn't sound like a little dog. Is it a little dog?
Not a big dog.
No, he's an attack Bichon.
Yes, oh. Right. See, Paul Bryan has a Bichon frise.
Of course he does.
Right? I mean, what is he's like a Bond villain.
He's, well, all right. Teddy bear.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Okay. Love you guys. Take care.
Bye. Bye. There's Paul Bryan. All right. Violetta Pattermanek's got the WGN traffic trouble spots. She does, and she would have like a Doberman. Right. Actually, I would imagine you, Violetta, would be far more likely to actually have a... like a wolfhound or
German
something
shepherd.
Like that. German shepherd.
Yeah,
or, you
I
know,
can see that. Like something those, that can attack.
Yeah, like a gigantic, like it's not actually fully a dog. It's part wolf.
It that sounds wonderful.
Raised in the forests of Serbia. Yes, what would you like to do?
I'd like to do the traffic trouble spots right now.
All right.